Champion Bachelors Craig and Greg present a myriad of topics centering on relationships and addictions in the positive lights of experience, strength, and hope. Both have struggled with the strongholds of addiction and with relationships that went awry, and both have emerged on the other side, stronger, wiser, and better prepared to become what they once set out to be. You're listening to The Solution.
Welcome to The Solution. I'm your host, Craig Dolan. Hey, we're in part two of ED tonight, and we're sitting around here pretty jacked up about the whole deal. Welcome, Greg Carter.
Hey, how are you doing? What's happening? Doing great tonight, man.
Good. We have Josh Goading in the house as well. So,
when you say jacked up?
Well, jacked up. I mean, yeah, we're talking about ED, and we're all pretty excited about that whole deal. This is part two. You know, there's some main words that you're going to be wanting to hear and listen to tonight, and a couple of those are diet, exercise, cortisol, masturbation, porn. Yeah, we got them all coming at you tonight. We're going to get in-depth, a little bit more in-depth on erectile dysfunction. We want to do this show because that needs to be done. I think there's a lot of, you know, simple solutions to erectile dysfunction that I think a lot of people get paralyzed by it a little bit. You know, you think you have it or you don't know if you have it. And we want to talk about that too, a little test to know if you have it. So
people make too much of it, you think? I mean, they misdiagnose.
I think it's a thing where you got to get down to the basics. Pretty much what is out there in the markets are pills.
Yeah, I would say the medical causes are less frequent than I previously assumed. And so I think that there's maybe what you call psychosomatic and you know, there are physiological causes, but they might be able to be addressed without medicine, I think.
I agree 100%.
Performance anxiety. Big time.
Yeah,
big
performance time. Anxiety.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just want to totally please this lady you're in love with. You just think the world of her. It's going to be the first time, for example.
Yep.
It's like, oh, God, please, Lord, let everything go smooth as silk, you know.
Yeah.
You found your glasses.
Yeah.
And it can, but there could be whoops, some things that get in the way of that. In that case, yeah, performance anxiety would be just like, oh, my God, you know, just kind of being at the free throw line with, you know, two shots to win the game.
Exactly. Well, a lot of that, too.
It's hard to win that game sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of that, too, the performance anxiety can happen if there's been a long period of abstinence, too. You know, like what you just said, take, for example, the basketball player. They're shooting free throws on a regular basis in practice for the game. Mm-hmm. Comes to do something like this, right?
Yeah.
And they abstinence is abstinence. No warm up there. Yeah.
And I think one of the biggest things too is you are practicing too much during the week without your partner.
Yes.
Yeah. Flying solo.
Yes. You know, you're flying solo in front of the screen.
Star Wars character Han Solo.
Yeah.
Yep, you're looking at your computer a little bit too much at those images. And, you know, that's a deal because it's a thing called...
decreases the sensitivity.
Decreases the sensitivity, you know. If you're grabbing that thing, if you're grabbing your penis, whatever, in front of the screen, masturbating or whatever you're doing, you're working it. That thing is not it will not be as sensitive as it could be. Yeah, because when you go into the foreplay or whatever, the being together like that, there's not the arousal that could be because you're grabbing it and tugging it during the week or whatever. You mess around with too much. It's like, I mean, it's meant to be taken out for special occasions. It's the fine, it's the fine china, man. You know what I mean?
I agree.
And that's yeah, for special occasions only.
You don't want to get that too out of practice, but it's too much of a good thing too. Your partner can tell. I think, if you can't finish, let's say.
Yes, what can she tell?
Well, I've been accused of... You've been looking at pornography, haven't you? No, dear, no. Because you'll just be going and going and can't finish, and you know she's starting to chafe.
Right, like, right. You're going forever, and there's no great, ending in sight. Yeah.
That arm comes around, it's patting you on the back, you know, like, finish up.
Or if she holds up a white flag. What if she holds up your underwear in the air and starts to wave it?
Right.
She's saying... I'm waving the white flag. Stop. There's a lot of things. And we talked about cortisol last week, too.
Yes.
Or the last show, I guess. And its main its main staple in this whole thing is that when you get stressed out, there seems to be a lot of stress this day and age. Your body dumps down cortisol. Well, cortisol does take and hack away at your testosterone levels.
Cortisol is a hormone created when the body experiences stress, psychological, physical, or both. When cortisol levels spike, your body is triggered into fight or flight mode. When this happens, the body's response to testosterone is blocked. Testosterone is a sex hormone that fuels sex drive and performance. Low testosterone can mean you're more likely to have sexual problems such as lack of libido and trouble getting an erection. Low testosterone by itself rarely causes erectile dysfunction, or ED. Low T alone, with no other health problems, accounts for a small minority of those with erectile dysfunction. ED is usually caused by hardening of the arteries. If damaged, the tiny blood vessels supplying the penis can no longer dilate to bring the strong flow needed for a firm erection. Diabetes, high blood pressure, smoking, and high cholesterol are the major causes of erectile dysfunction. At the same time, low testosterone often works together with atherosclerosis to create ED. Studies show that as many as 1 in 3 men who mention ED to their doctors do have low testosterone. Experts believe that if you have other factors causing erectile dysfunction, low testosterone can strongly contribute.
It's not always what can we do. It's what can we stop doing,
right,
to bring this back to where it should be. I know that the pills that the doctors give out, they get people so brought into a big pharma. A pill will take care of this. A pill will take care of that. Well, you know, I think that there's some things like exercise, a nice workout every day, what that does for you.
Regular sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's huge. Yeah.
Yes.
Regular sleep.
Lose the belly fat.
Yep. Belly fat. And what they say too about blood flows, they talk about blood flow. Okay. Well, let's say in the wintertime when you get cold, you get really cold. Sometimes you do. Well, maybe the blood isn't as good to your feet, or it's not as good to your fingertips. No, the penis should have adequate blood flow there. There's things you can do for it. Work that core, right?
Yes.
What exercises would you do there?
For that, it would be pelvic floor exercises. Bend your knees, put your feet flat on the floor, lie back, and then just lift your buttocks in the air. You know, slow repetitions.
Yep.
Go up, slowly come back down. Don't even go back down to the floor all the way. Go back up again. Yeah, and if you have lower back problems maybe, then allow yourself to briefly rest when you touch the floor, but then go back up. Planks. Planks would be good for that.
Yep.
Too. Planks.
Planks. Yeah.
Squats.
Really good.
Squats.
Squats.
Yes. Just your body weight. You can do this at home.
You don't need to go to a gym. You know, and exercise. I mean, a good walk. I mean, a half hour brisk walk or a 45 minute brisk walk. Oh my gosh, you know.
Yes.
That's what that does for the body. For daily.
And those things make you feel super good too. There's nothing better than a great walk for that. And I think communication does too. Whoever you're with, you know, I think communication's huge.
It is.
And to be able to laugh, you know, at some things. And if, I mean, guys, if you can't get it up for a night or something happens like that, there are worse things. You know, at least you're together. Hey, watch a movie. don't make it so serious.
I think you hit a good point there too, if I can interject, because I think that, you know, as far as sex is concerned, I think it's partly mental and emotional. So if you're friends with the person, it's so much better. And if you're in love with the person, I mean, watch out. That's where it really becomes the total experience. So having sex with someone you don't really know or respect, God forbid, that's where ED could come in, I think.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Yeah, wouldn't make sense if it didn't.
Agree 100%.
Yeah. And there's chances are there's heavy alcohol intake involved too.
And if you're in love with somebody, it's where it's meant to be. You know, it's meant to be for that. It's like you got to keep it on reserve, right?
Absolutely.
and that's sex, if it's to be done the way it's meant to be done, it is a fine China moment. I don't want to, you know, that's just my metaphor for it, but it really is. And if you can learn to treat it that way, that's the ultimate. But, you know, sitting down in the basement, though, during the week and practicing, like I say, by yourself. Hello, that's not going to do it. Right. That is going to take away.
Or the roof, you know.
That's going to take away from the experience big time. Well, you know, when you ever sit in front of the screen and you got a girlfriend, the screen, I refer to this computer, but when you're sitting in front of the screen looking at the porn, you're taking away every minute, every hour you're doing it, you're taking away that much from your relationship. Yes. And you're throwing it in the garbage.
So it's more than just a supplement to that.
You think? Yes.
It detracts.
Because of the porn, these images are coming at you and they're slowly eroding your brain. It's slowly taking away your sexual attraction for where it should be. And that's with your other one. Don't you agree?
Yes. Yeah.
There may be some expectation that your partner's going to act like a porn star. And that's very unfair if they don't know that's what you're thinking of. And also, I don't know, it's a dark world, I think. The situations and the things, and even the positions that are going on, it's just for entertainment. It's not reality.
Some people, like, they'll jump right into it or whatever, I can imagine them, and they're not getting it hard right away. Mm. Well, I'm saying slow down.
Yeah.
Slow way down.
Yeah. Slow way down. That's why it's called foreplay, not instant play.
Because that way you knock a lot of that anxiety out of you if you just take your time.
Yeah, play never, into never goes out of fashion.
And then be into the moment. Take it slow. Go through the steps. Yeah. I think with porn, I think that is such a killer of it. I think that's got a big deal with me.
You've stayed with us this far, and that shows commitment, proving you possess the trait required to obtain the solution. Now let's rejoin the show already in progress.
Different things do attribute it to you. If you want to do it totally, totally right, I would say exercise, eat right, drink a lot of water, and, you know, exercise your core. Or just exercise. Go out.
Give up alcohol.
Go out for walks.
Yeah.
I think walks are just some of the best medicine ever. What do you guys think about walks?
Walks are great. So is sleep.
Sleep's incredible.
So sleep.
No booze, you know. Illegal drugs or drugs make it. And some prescription drugs can give you a problem.
Prescription drugs, right? You were looking into that a little bit.
Or antidepressants, strangely enough, can make it hard to maintain erection and make it hard to finish. Because also being depressed can have that effect. But being drunk. What was the quote? It's good for the desire, but not for the performance or something like that.
There's something too. Like if you're in a relationship, it's like the sexual polarity. If that's off, that's going to make the sex life off. If I'm with a woman and she's in her masculine, and we might be doing that, having sex, if something happens, a huge turn off.
Yes,
I mean, like if she's a bossy type or whatever. I mean. If you're married to somebody and she's being pretty masculine,
yes,
whether you know her, I mean, that if your wife, girlfriend is taking over that masculine role, what's that leave you with? Demasculated.
Yeah.
It can, so that plays a big part
in
it, too.
Come here, big boy.
When that sexual polarity is right, she's in her feminine, you're in your masculine, around home anyway. That's going to help an awful lot.
It is sort of hard to seduce someone who's complaining all the time or who's like being too bossy or too negative, kind of those kind of things. Or someone who's not interested.
And if they're that way with you, then you're dumping down cortisol because it adds stress, a lot of stress. So I think the best thing to do just keeps popping in my mind. Let's all list what we think is going to be best. To me, it's just long walks. In a 2015 study investigation onto whether or not walking could help improve erectile dysfunction for men who had just recently had a heart attack. Now listen here. Hmm. Those who took part in the regular walking program reported a 71% decrease in erectile dysfunction symptoms. And those who did not take part in the program reported a 9% increase in erectile dysfunction. So those who did not take part in that program, it got worse by 9%. Those who took part in that program after a heart attack got better by 71%. That's amazing. And that's by walking. This whole thing is breaking down to exercise.
I see.
Exercise, your cardio. Basically what I wanted to do is kind of boil this thing down. I wanted to boil it down just by saying, you know, because what a lot of people that get are having a hard time, maybe whatever, getting it up or whatever.
Yeah.
Not that they have erectile dysfunction per se, mm-hmm. because, but
they're out of shape.
They're out of shape. Yeah. Yeah. And getting in shape and you know, walking and getting, this is all about blood flow. This is about blood flow. And let's remember there's two muscles in the penis.
Okay.
Let's remember that there are two muscles in the penis. And they never talk about it. And they are responsible. Part of their function is to get blood moving. They're part of the blood flow process. And so that cannot be discounted. Hmm. It's like your body, you know, if you work out and you exercise, your blood's moving, everything is happening, right?
Yeah. It sort of draws a correlation between general physical health and the health of the organs.
Mm-hmm.
And so subsequently, or also the health of the penis. It's a bodily organ that can be exercised and maximized.
Yes.
You know, it can be, optimization of the issued equipment. Is it, I wonder, like working out? You know, can you
absolutely
get bigger biceps by working dumbbells and stuff, like, or if you do certain exercises with the penis
pump,
right?
That's just moving the blood down in there.
Using the penis pump, you say?
Yeah.
So like using pressure to.
Well, it's the penis pump. It's a apparatus that you can take with you in the shower in the bathtub.
Okay.
And you put it over the body of it. You put it against your.
Without detaching.
If you have pubic hair, yes. They suggest that you either shave it or get it real, real low, because that can interrupt with the where you seal it. You have to seal it off.
Ouch. So, okay.
But when you get that penis pump, you get that bad boy around it, and you get it working. What it does, it brings blood into the organ, into the penis, and it starts to swell up like a.
Like a larger penis.
Like a larger penis.
So you can, the idea you can change the shape and the size of your penis through your life, and it's not even that difficult.
You got to be careful the way you apply this to your penis, the way you work it, because.
Could you injure yourself?
Yeah, you can get a little bit too much suction in there. I think the thing is to get it nice and warm down there so it's pliable, everything's pliable. And then.
Okay.
You go ahead and throw it on and go to work with it. It gives you instructions.
So electrically powered?
No. Well, it could have a
battery.
Right. They probably do have them with that, but usually it's just like a hand pump or something. The ways that we're talking about right now are just, for a better word, I'd say the organic ways or the natural ways. I'd say without drugs. You know, like there are... I mean, let's face it, Big Pharma and this and that, they want their money out of this, right, too. They make a ton of different pills for it. And those are one way. But if you want to do it the natural way, get in shape, work out, go for walks.
I think what you said, you know, like communication, good communication and intimacy, you know, those are the things that make sex really great anyway. So,
yeah.
I think if there's something, you know, something between you, something as a couple that's going unsaid, that can be covering up something that, you know, an important thing that needs to be discussed. Let's say if there's constantly a dysfunction, and she's, you know, she's eager and willing, then there's something's bothering you. I think there's something wrong with there's something.
Yeah,
I can't leave anything specific because I'm not in a relationship right now. But
you're saying if the ED stays in the dark,
yeah,
if the couples aren't discussing it in a nice, caring,
thank you,
kind of way,
yeah,
they're probably not going to get rid of it, right?
She's going to think it's her fault that you don't like her, or, you know, don't love her anymore, whatever it is, and you're going to think that she's thinking you're not a man, and it's going to be a feedback loop. That's just, you got to talk about it.
100%, right there is huge.
And chances are she's going to be eager to help you. She'll jump right in there and do something special because she wants you to feel good, I think. So,
yep.
If you're with the right person.
If she's the woman for you, doggone right. Yeah. Gosh, that's...
It's cooperative. It's not competitive. some guys are maybe afraid to talk to a woman about sex, and they shouldn't be, because at least in my experience, you know, my girlfriends have been really quite open to talking about it, because it's something they're interested in. They're interested in you and your collective happiness. And so, yeah, communication.
Yeah, I agree.
I do too. And also too, that communication gets stronger when you do activities with your lover. What I mean by activities, when's the only time a lot of people see each other? At home. Go out and do things. Go out and go to the beach. Take those little quick 2 or 3 day weekend jaunts. Hang out together. Experience things together outside the house. And I believe that's where communication increases tenfold.
Yeah, the right kind of communication, where it's light and funny, where you can laugh and giggle, and you can be a man and she can be a woman, she can be your lady.
That's right.
I mean, what more can you ask? You
know? I know, right?
That wraps up the show. Fellas, thanks a lot. Thank you, listener. Really appreciate you. We most definitely do. And that's it for The Solution, and we'll see you next time.
This concludes this episode of The Solution. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our next episode. Send your questions and comments to craig2042@gmail.com. That's Craig with a C. Until next time, good luck and goodbye.